I'm now going to speak to Rob Beale, managing partner of Morris Owen. Rob, it's been really important for many years now for people to be effective in the workplace. They have to have good mental and physical health. Physical health obviously has been worked on for years. I think there's been a real good awareness of that. Mental health and well-being is very much in vogue nowadays, but still probably not taken as seriously as it could be. It's quite interesting this week that Rishi Sunak has announced that the government is really going to get behind that to help improve the well-being of individuals and also get people back into work. And potentially there's going to be some tax breaks. What can you tell us about that?
There's a recognition that there are hundreds of thousands of people not in employment because of health issues. I totally agree with you. You know, I think there's been a long recognition in terms of physical health issues. I think actually there's been a bit of a step change of recognition of mental health as a result of COVID. It's one of the positive things that have come out of COVID, that the employers now recognise that perhaps better than they did before. But it's a massive issue. I was listening to a podcast recently that actually talked about one of the statistics that I wasn't aware of, which is if you look at the people that are out of employment because of well-being, A, the numbers have increased. It's now over 600,000 people that are in that position. But actually, the average age is becoming younger. And the reason for that is what traditionally was causing people to be out of work because of health was physical, but it's becoming more and more mental health because A, we're aware of it, B, people are starting to talk about it and recognise it, and that there is a major problem and employers really need to make sure they're looking after their employees' mental well-being.
Absolutely. And what are the incentives that are being potentially announced by the government to support?
I suspect it's going to be sort of two things. Normally, if an employer pays for some form of mental health product for their employees, two things happen. First of all, the employee will have to pay tax on the value of the benefit they get. And then secondly, the employer will get tax relief for it. I suspect if the government really wants to push this and to help it, what they'll do is they will say, yes, the employer can get tax relief for making payments to get support for this, but there'll be no benefit in kind, i.e. the employee won't need to pay tax on what they're receiving. It will actually be, I'd like to think, one of those things that the government recognises this is for the good of individuals, business, and therefore the economy as a whole.
And really, every business should be thinking about this now, shouldn't they?
I think so. I don't like to see regulation where it's not necessary and people have enough rules and things in their life trying to run their business. But actually, mental health and people's well-being is so crucially important for a well-run business. If businesses can't do that themselves, then maybe it should be something that we get more regulation about.
Rob Beale, Morris Owen, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks.